You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Talk about the Jurgen Klopp thing, because he went off it with a presenter, not for the first time, and it would appear, like I've previously pointed out, like he's just a salty little loser, and that he's only nice to people when he wins games. Like the way he spoke to this guy, talking about the shape he was in, and then calling it a dumb question, and for what people only
put his hand down as
well. So there was a little clip that we've seen, the longer clip of, where the guy's got the microphone and he pushes the microphone away. When you put your hand on someone in any way, a little TV presenter like that, it's just not good, is it? So what do we make of that, lads?
It's disrespectful. It's disrespectful from Klopp, and I think it's something we've seen time and time again with him, that when he loses, when things don't go his way, he reacts in ways, and it's like no one wants their manager to just sort of, you know, roll over and accept it when something goes badly, but like, don't treat journalists like that. Especially, it's one thing when you see Mourinho do it. We all know that Mourinho is like basically like a pantomime baddie. Do you know what I mean? We all expect it of him. Klopp is kind of held up as being this like figure of love of, oh, he's like a dad to all those players. He's such a lovely guy. Oh, we're going to miss him in the Premier League. Yeah, we will miss him in the Premier League. He's been a fucking fantastic compared to Guardiola. He's done it on less budget. Style of football is brilliant. I love the football they play. I hate seeing him treat journalists like that, and I hate the idea that he gets away with it.
He's a bully, mate, and let's have it right. I pointed out earlier this season, and obviously I didn't articulate it in the right way, but the man is a bully, and that sort of shit pisses me off, because I'm thinking, like, I remember I'm going to bring up Bobby Robson, right? Sorry about it. I remember Bobby Robson pulling Arsene Wenger up on this, and he said to Arsene Wenger, and Arsene was, you know, the guy up there with Fergie, and he went, you've got to understand, you will lose games.
Yeah.
You have to learn how to do it with a bit of class and a bit of dignity, and mouthing off to these innocent presenters and, you know, people just asking the questions, you look like a fucking dick. And Pep's done it as well. I've seen Pep be an arsehole to them as well.
Yeah.
But with Klopp, and I know this from personal experience, when you're a big bloke, you can be more intimidating than you mean to be.
And
I've done that before. People are like, oh, fuck me, I've overdone that. I didn't mean it like that. And he needs to understand, like, he's 6 foot odd and he's bearing down on these guys. And, you've seen him with referees where he screams in their face. And I understand, for Liverpool fans, he's transformed your club. But if you can't see at this point as a Liverpool fan that man can be an absolute wanker, you're deliberately shutting, la, 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 la. You're ignoring it.
You know what?
It's right there in front of you.
I'm glad you lot are saying this, you know, because again, he's been praised and he's been loved, and I think at certain times he's almost got, you see how Fergie could do whatever he wants. There was a time when Fergie could say stuff to the referee and we'll get the decision probably. Like,
he was on, he was texting them. There's a whole, he was texting them, looking after them. First name basis with these fucking, with 10 referees, man. He was mates with
Fergie. I think what Jurgen had this thing where, remember there was one time he complained about Man United getting a lot of penalties, and yo, those penalties dried up. Even the extra time that he gets, and the only thing that he hasn't been able to fix has been that morning, you know, that morning slot that they've been getting, and that's been unfair that they keep getting these 12 o'clock fixtures. But I remember the guy tried to have a laugh and a joke about it, because why not?
Yeah.
He was on him. Is that you think it's funny?
No, it's the aggression though, isn't it?
Yes.
You can disagree with anyone.
Yeah.
But like Bobby Robson said about Wenger, it's the way you're talking to them.
It's
especially when you're a big imposing character. And he does it in a way of like, he's not saying it, but he's like, I want to fucking belt you right now.
It's not lighthearted. It's no levity.
It's disrespectful, mate.
It's no levity.
It's also, you've got to remember, like, the reason those journalists are asking those questions, they're doing it for us as fans. They're voicing what we want to be asked. Like, a good journalist will be asking coaches, managers,
questions. He's stopping that. He's stopping that.
Exactly.
Because
that,
if you keep being that aggressive, the journals aren't going to fucking voice what the people
sometimes
want.
Sometimes the journals can be pricks, though. Sometimes they do
it's
ask questions.
It's
no point
it's
is any
no, but
in these examples, that's not what's happening.
No, it's not.
That's he is just being a dickhead.
Yeah.
And sometimes they may have a jovial little, like, oh, it's the early ones. Bloody hell, that's annoying for you, isn't it?
Yeah, but they're not out for him. I feel like some journalists, when they're out for your job, you know, when they're like, I'm going to get this piece so you look really stupid in the media. I don't think they've done that.
They don't
to Klopp.
Even bother because they know him. Klopp is certified. Like,
yeah.
And they know he's so loved. And I've got no problem with him being loved for the nice guy he can be and the job he has done. But it's when people blindly ignore what a dick he can be.
Yeah.
And I just think they need to call it out more.
He's a sore. I think out of all the, when it comes to the sorest losers in the game,
he's
up there. I think he could probably be number one when it, because Jose Mourinho, compared to him, Jose gets a bad rap. Compared to this, what this guy is doing, and when you see some of the stuff, even the thing when Arsenal, remember when you lot beat him, and then there's that whole thing with the pitchers and stuff, and he just couldn't get over. When we played them, we defended. He had something to say when you lot done the whole pitcher thing and everything like that.
Yeah,
he was really upset.
But
about
is he
that.
Being aggressive to a person in a way where you're like you're glare, you're confrontational? Like, it's one thing being a miserable ratty bastard like Mourinho can be, and like the moaning and complaining, but with Klopp, it's another level of anything I've seen a manager do to a reporter before.
And he's had to, and don't you remember this? Didn't he have a little, like a back and forth or a little bit of a spat with one of the, was it Southampton manager or something? Wasn't there like a, ain't he had some touchline bust ups and stuff? Because he's one of those guys that
he's had a touchline bust up with Frank Lampard big time.
Yeah, you go and do all of that stuff and then that, but you don't want to receive it back, mate. You can't go out with and show all this energy, mate. It's part of the course. Like, I know that I go around and I like take the piss when we win, yeah. I expect it. When we lose, I expect to see a group of people like, you're shit. Mm. But then with him, he can't manage it.
Do you know what though, with this thing, like, do you not want a manager like that? Do you not want a manager to be so competitive that when you lose, they are so furious?
No, I don't want a manager to bring shame on the club. Mm. And unfortunately, as much as Liverpool fans will ignore it, act like it's not true, in that moment, you are one of the reasons, like, I like Eddie Howe in charge of Newcastle, as much as he may not be quite as abrasive as what, you know, he could be. I don't worry about him making us look like a bunch of idiots. I mean, I'm good enough to do that. But, like, you know, he holds himself together no matter.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Well, what's going on?
Last act.
He's got that composure, whereas, and I get it, and unfortunately, what Josh is saying, there's truth in it, is like the elite level managers.
Bastards.
Usually are bastards.
Yeah, they're not good losers. Yeah. They're not good losers. They're not used to losing games. I mean, Matt, I've watched.
But there's a line though, isn't there?
There is a line, and I just think it's about the narrative that comes with the specific manager. Like, Arteta's had plenty of things this season where he acts a prick in press conferences, but he does apologise. And also, like, Arteta's kind of known as being this chippy, annoying little guy who runs up and down the touchline too much. So it kind of, like, what irks me with it is that Klopp is seen as the lovely guy. He's like everyone's dad. Let's stick his teeth on a plinth at the Premier League offices when he leaves. You know what I mean? Everyone loves him. And it's like, let's just remember that he's capable of this shit as well.
Do you know what?
Doing his little victory lap at the Premier League, when he's waving goodbye, we all go, we love you, Klopp. Thank you so much for coming here, Klopp. Like, let's remember
being the worst loser we ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, because at least with Fergie,
yeah,
it was all real. We all knew what he was, and there was no hiding.
Exactly.
And there was no rewriting of history. history.
There's a bottle of wine.
Whereas with Klopp, it's like what you say, the way people talk about him and the way he really is are two different things for me. And that's, and look, we're all lucky that Klopp hardly ever loses, because imagine how much of a dickhead he would be if he was in a struggling side.
Prick. Honestly. He'd be, but then you know what? Again, quality manager. These lot got found out yesterday. I loved it. Brilliant.
Do you think they got found out? Do you think Liverpool got found out?
I think some players might have done. Like, yes. I'm looking at that team and thinking, like, Gakpo, for example. Like,
he's taking some sticks today, Gakpo. Carragher said that he plays too slow for that team. I have to say, when they got him in, because I'd watched him a bit for the Netherlands, and they got him in, and I thought, he doesn't fit that Liverpool thing of having forwards that just run and press and just constantly go. Like, he doesn't really fit that.
Liverpool haven't beaten in the top six. Have you seen their top six record? It's something that's not been spoken about. They're not winning these games. Draw, loss. And even in the F, they lost to you.
I think they've won a couple in the Premier League. It's not as good as what you were.
Not in the Premier League.
I wonder if this is going to impact Liverpool's title challenge. And surely you must be questioning that.
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, you know, club is in a title race with Liverpool. I'm looking at this game, and I've got to be honest with you, I looked at them going to Old Trafford. And I was like, yeah, I think they'll probably be right at Old Trafford. I'm looking at this now and I'm like, mate, they've got a game to play there. They've also got to play Spurs. That'll be at Anfield. But
it's the mental weakness.
And the one thing with Liverpool all season, I've got to be honest here, I've been on a journey with Liverpool, but at the start of this season, I wasn't having it with Liverpool. Start of the season, I was like, we watched a game and I was like, it feels like it's open. And then I had a little read into their stats. I was like, they're conceding a lot less goals than the XG say they should. Their XG conceded is a lot higher than how many they're actually conceding. And so much of that is down to the fact they've got a fantastic goalkeeper, fantastic centre-backs who recover situations where typically they shouldn't.
Fucked.
Until you're knackered. Until you're shattered. Until Alisson's not in goal. And until Van Dijk's starting to look a little bit tired.
And also against the Man United side, as I've said, which have great ball strikers.
But no one will put them in a combined 11. That's what you got to remember.
For
the game, no one's putting Man United players are not getting into people's combined 11.
Yeah, but they got quality. Like, please don't think this is me. I'm giving United their flowers. You deserve your flowers. And I think there's some interesting things to talk about in terms of your team.
Yeah.
What could happen going forward? I thought McTominay was really good in that midfield, blah, blah, blah. But in terms of Liverpool, I'm looking at it for the next 10 games of the Premier League. And I'm like, because I know from the way Arsenal tried to win the title last season, that if you spend a lot of time using the energy in the crowd, using last minute winners, you know, letting games be a bit seesaw, it's so emotionally tiring.
They got 2 weeks off for the international break. Then they got Brighton, Sheffield United, then United, which will be a difficult one. And then they got Palace and Fulham.
Josh, we're in the running. There's no easy games. I can give you a reason why every single one of those games could be difficult.
Is all season Liverpool last minute winner. You then do the 120 minutes or whatever it was, and you finally are the victim of the last minute winner.
Good.
Speaking from experience, Newcastle, this start of the season quite strong. There was a few moments where when those last minute winners go in against you, I physically watched a psychological impact on my team from conceding those last minute winners.
Yep.
When you give as much energy as those players did and you come away with less than nothing, you feel humiliated, everyone's celebrating, and you're not going into the cup final, you're going for the quadruple, it's gone up in smoke. What I'm questioning is, and if there's anyone who can get them to bounce back, to be fair, as much as I've criticised them, it is Klopp, but it's going to be difficult.
Yes.
Really is.
And Josh, it's not 2 weeks off, it's 2 weeks of internationals where a lot of their players go and play international football. They travel. They have got no more rest than anyone else does right now. They've still got Europa League games to play. I know Atalanta aren't the most difficult team they could face. It's still a lot of work.
2 weeks off isn't good either, by the way.
No.
Because you want to get back into it and bounce back immediately.
In terms of what this does to the title race,
it could benefit you, surely.
Well, it does, I think Liverpool are going to turn up at Old Trafford and want a bit of revenge.
They won't.
And now
they will want.
They won't want revenge now.
Jurgen will be well off that game. You're talking about Jurgen.
You know what you've just done.
I'm ready.
This is you're a big fight fan, right? You've delivered a huge body shot.
Yes.
but now they're going to get back up.
Yeah.
And they're going to want to come for your head. But and that's what's exciting
guess
about
what? Guess what? Guess what? When they come for our head, we're at home, mate. So again, you watch out because we're waiting. That overhand right is coming.
I'm looking for
we might even go Southport.